News Talk, 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. Phil Williams here hosting Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right. We enjoy this. I tell you what, I've got the best audience. And truthfully, folks, I say it all the time. Do not think I mean it or take it lightly. It is an honor to have this platform. Love being with you every single day. And so, Copper, I saw you had like a moment there when I was doing my monologue. Which part got you?
Oh, Australia requiring check-ins, facial IDs within 15 minutes.
Listen, you are. I'm gonna grab this article. I don't want to do it before the break because I know I won't have enough time to get into it. But it's gonna boggle your mind, my friend. I mean, it literally. Can you imagine having to live in a state where no matter where you are or what you're doing, they send you a notification and you have to immediately respond where you are and why you're more than 3 miles from your home.
Wow.
And oh, by the way, here's facial recognition to show you it's really me answering. I mean, it's just unreal. But it is real. That's a crazy thing. But hey, I tell you what, though, let me tell you this. I mean, so certain things are happening even here in Alabama, but luckily, we're not settling for it right now. And we got to make sure, folks. I gave my opening monologue about how, you know, we've got to start asking the questions now. We got to start pointing things out. We got to raise our hands. We got to say, hey, you know what? Not on my watch. You're not doing that. Well, one of those not on my watch moments happened today. I mean, this came out. This is a press release that came out from our Attorney General, Steve Marshall, who we've had here on the show before. And AG Marshall, I really appreciate the fact that one of his, I don't know how to describe it, it's not a pet peeve, but one of his things that he will do with his office is defend civil liberties. He is not just about prosecuting crime. He is about going after those things that impact our society negatively. And I appreciate that greatly. Well, just today, he had to issue a cease and desist to a healthcare provider. He didn't name who it was, and I guess that's for discretion's purposes. But the AG had to issue a cease and desist to a healthcare provider who was making unlawful use of the state immunization registry. It's a registry we have apparently in the state of Alabama called Imprint. And Imprint's where they track the data of who's been vaccinated. Yes, by the way, there's a database. Just so you know, if you got the shot, you are in the database. Well, here's the deal. I'll just quote it. Quote, the Attorney General's office has received complaints from healthcare employees who believe their COVID-19 immunization status was obtained by their employers through the use of the Imprint CIST registry for the purpose of verifying compliance with the employer's immunization requirement. Uh-huh. It says in several of those cases, a shared employer specifically acknowledged accessing the state immunization database. This privacy violation is unlawful. And he went on, by the way, to say, literally, that you're facing criminal prosecution if you do it again. And he sent a formal demand to that particular employer, and he called on them to cease and desist. And the Alabama Department of Public Health, to their credit, also warned that you cannot do this thing. So what we have here, by the way, let's just break this down. Think about what we just said. Here in Alabama, not Australia, not California, here in Alabama, there is a database that tracks those who have been vaccinated. And employers are accessing that data, and they're not supposed to. There's this thing called HIPAA, y'all. Not only that, but the Department of Public Health has issued guidelines saying how you can and cannot make use of that database. Not only that, though, we have HIPAA laws that are federal that protect your privacy. And the very idea, in this case, it said a shared employer. What that basically means is someone may have worked for a hospital, but they also worked for, I don't know, maybe they did shift work as an EMT at night or something else. Well, the shared employer got the data. Well, how'd they do that? They probably called the hospital and said, hey, give me that list. What you got? What's their vaccination status? Are they okay? And that's not supposed to happen. Not supposed to happen. And in this case, unlike Birmingham Southern, which is still skating by and believing that they're okay for charging $500 more for your education as a private entity. In this case, though, the hospitals are being told you are in violation of criminal law in the state of Alabama and you will be prosecuted if you do that again. So, folks, if you're listening to this, your data is supposed to be your data. Now, it may be in a registry, and maybe they're tracking right now to see how many have had it, and they're having to make sure they know what the population percentage is, yada, 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 but they're not allowed to share that, all right? And so that's one more thing. I'm just telling you. If you see it happening, raise your hand and say, Did you just do that? Did you really just share my data? Did you go down that road you're not supposed to go down? Somebody called the Attorney General's office, filed a report, and guess what? He took action. That's the kind of thing that it takes. That was respectful. That was lawful. That was right. And it happened. And it would not have happened. They would not have been put on notice, and it would have continued if some good person had not made a report. Folks, I'm just telling you, that's the kind of thing that we're going to have to do more of. When you see those curtailings of liberties, when you see somebody who's just literally saying, yeah, you know, it's a pandemic, so that means I get to suspend all notions of what's right and wrong, and you don't have any liberties anymore. I got news. Pandemics do not suspend the constitutional liberties that you and I live under. They don't. And so if you see it happening, just say, not on my watch. All right, folks, we got more on that. I'm gonna unpack some of this Australian nonsense for you, because it is a warning call. It's like a clarion call right now to liberals, and it better be a warning call to conservatives. If you believe in civil liberties, what I'm about to unpack for you on Australia will boggle your mind. News Talk, 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, just plain right. We'll be right back. Yeah, News Talk, 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. Phil Williams here, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, just plain right. Got a whole audience full of folks out there we call Right Side Ruffians. Glad of it, too. Glad you're on the line with us today. Hey, listen, we've been talking for the first little bit here about freedoms and about recognizing that life has to go on, that we have to be willing to raise our hand and say, you know what, just stop, enough of this. And I get it. There's a pandemic. I do get it. Don't think I don't. All of you trolls out there, the ones who are going to hit me up on social media later, I already understand you're scared. I know you're scared. It's scary. But you know what? Life goes on, and civil liberties do not just suddenly go away in the midst of a pandemic. And to what end? You know what I'm saying? When does it stop? Well, I'll tell you what. One of the things that just struck me this past weekend, I mean, how many of y'all were just so glad to see college football kick back in? I mean, there were gaffes. I mean, I know there were gaffes. There were issues with COVID still. There were teams that had to wind up, you know, forfeiting or losing a player or two. I mean, Lane Kiffin, coaching for Ole Miss, literally had to miss the first game because he had a breakthrough case of COVID. And life continues to go on. I've got friends right now who have it, so I'm not minimizing this. But what I am saying is life has to go on. And I was so glad to watch this past weekend as football stadiums were filled with people who looked like they were ecstatic just to be together and just to cheer for their team. Churches meeting on Sunday morning. I mean, as Charlene and I gathered to worship with friends on Sunday morning, it was just a gratifying moment. And there are certain risks inherent in that, and I know that. But the risks to shutting down a society for an extended period of time are even greater. Folks, they are. Because at some point, you can't sustain it any longer. But I'll tell you, at some point also, the pushback is going to become too great for those unelected healthcare officials and other public officials who continually preach fear and division. They're not going to be able to maintain this. Hey, Copper, go ahead and get clip one ready. Clip one, you know, it's funny I'm saying all this because this morning as I'm getting ready and thinking through my monologue and what I'm going to say, it's always cool when I find myself almost like feeling like I'm being affirmed by others who are speaking on the same topics. And one of the first ones, Copper, you give me the high sign when you're ready. But one of the ones who spoke on this exact same thing was Laura Ingraham. And Laura Ingraham, you know, I love her stuff. She's solid. She knows what she's doing. And she spoke pretty much on this same thing just last night. I tell you what, Copper, enough of me talking. Go ahead and play clip one, Laura Ingraham.
We have endured 18 months of varying degrees of lockdowns, capacity restrictions, mask rules, business closures, churches and schools being shuttered, concerts and sports canceled. 75% of adults have now gotten at least one jab. Untold millions have been naturally immunized through exposure to the virus. Yet, of course, they're still treated like pariahs if they don't submit to being vaxxed. And we've known for most of this pandemic that Americans who are older and compromised need to be really careful, that those with high BMI, diabetes, COPD, other chronic conditions are more likely to suffer from it. and that kids are more likely to get severely ill from the flu than they are from COVID. We also need that we need to do a better job at taking zinc and vitamin D on a daily basis, and that getting in better shape is something we cannot put off any longer as a country. But we also know that we can't let the government to terrify us into isolation. Thank God for the red states that have helped save this economy, because if you thought Friday's jobs numbers were horrifying, and they were, imagine how much worse that'd be if states like Florida and Texas had followed the COVID rules of New York and California. So at this point, knowing all of this, I think everyone is sensitive over the weekend that everyone's just trying to have fun again, which, of course, makes the left really angry. Dr. Fauci did not approve of all the whooping and hollering.
He did not. He did not at all. He did not at all. So I'm just, you know, there was a separate clip that I won't bother playing right now, but when I was getting ready for it, separate clip on Fauci just saying, those football games, no, that's a bad idea. We shouldn't be doing that. That's just awful. And I got news. There's a great deal to be said for mental health, all right? Mental health is also a big deal. And mental health is being severely impacted. Have you ever stopped to think about what is one of the most severe punishments you see when people are incarcerated? Solitary confinement. Well, there's a reason why. It's because we're social animals. It's because we are a socialized, structured society. Society means social. And you can't have society if you're not allowed to socialize. And the very idea they're going to keep coming up with phrases like social distancing. And at some point we have to say, you know what? God almighty, enough. The wheels of commerce, the freedoms and civil liberties, where does it end? Well, I'll tell you where it ends. It ends when people say it ends. I mean, it ends when people are like, that's it. Copper, you go get clip three ready, because I'm going to go to this guy, Clay Travis and Buck Sexton. They host a podcast show that's apparently very popular. I mean, apparently it is very popular. And he had a great statement on this that pretty much resonates exactly with what I'm saying. When the people of the, you get the high sign there, Copper, you good to go? All right.
Yes.
All right. Tell you what, me talking is enough. Play clip three, Clay Travis.
Is on this. We have 13 Marines, soldiers who died, and across this country, bars and restaurants are honoring them, putting places for them. The American people are.
Hold on, Copper. My bad. You know what I did? This is my fault. Totally my fault. I sent you two of them listed as clip three. I did that, didn't I? I need the clip three that says Clay Travis. So go ahead and tell me when you're ready for that one. That is my fault totally. When I do all my prep, I send Copper the list, you know, with the breakdown of where to pick up the quote. And I literally sent this one as clip three and the other one as clip three. So I'll make sure I clarify that a little better next time. Copper, you give me when you're ready, when that Clay Travis book. All right. Copper is good to go because Phil's decoding has taken place. Go ahead and play the real clip. Thanks.
All of these games, did it feel normal? Did you feel guilty because you were at a stadium with people in it enjoying themselves?
No, Brian, that's how we win. That's how we win. There are so many people out there for the last 18 months. They've been asking a question that I think is the paramount one. How does COVID ever end? And my answer is when people decide to let COVID end and live their lives. And that's why all over the country, I was so ecstatic to see millions of fans, Brian, finally saying it's been 18 months. It's time to take our lives back. We can't cower in fear and let these petty dictatorial tyrants like Anthony Fauci tell us what we can and cannot do. We need more people standing up like these awesome college football fans were, without masks, in stadiums, without fear, living their lives. I absolutely loved it. We need more of it, starting with the NFL this weekend and running right through. I want football fans to help lead us back to normalcy by embracing normalcy in our own lives.
From what you...
All right. Hey, thanks, Copper. I appreciate it. So listen, what he just said there about bracing normalcy, I said the other day, I refuse to accept the idea that we are in some kind of new normal. I'll be honest with you. If you want to wear a mask, wear the mask. I no judgment here. You want to go to a restaurant and wear a mask, or go to the grocery store and wear a mask, fine, wear the mask. You want to get the vaccination, totally, you're right. I mean, you get that vaccination if you want it. Many people believe that it is probably the best thing you could possibly do, and studies are showing, yes, that it could be, very well be. But I'm just telling you, there is no judgment. Get the vaccination, wear the masks. But I also want to encourage you, do not isolate to the extent that you sacrifice your own mental well-being. Do not forget the fact that we are social animals and that our society is social in its very nature. And if you've been out of church for, you know, this last 18 months, go back. If you have not gone to the grocery store or all you've done is curbside pickup, maybe walk in a store and see somebody. You know what? Wear the mask if it makes you more comfortable. But folks, life has to go on, and we have to accept that there may have been changes, some of which were too draconian and should not continue. Look at what's happening in Australia right now. So here's an article that was written, I just picked it up this morning, by a guy named Gideon Rosner, and I believe he was writing in, was this a Daily Wire? I think it was Daily Wire. And he quotes in here, he says, "The toll that this de facto eradication strategy is taking on the Australian people is severe. Lifeline, which is a 24-hour mental health crisis support service in Australia, it's been there since the 1960s. They recently recorded their highest daily number of calls ever received." They've been there since the 60s. Highest daily number of calls ever received. It says emergency wards are also reporting terrifyingly high numbers of self-harm attempts and suicidal thoughts, especially among adolescents. And increasingly, the parents of young children are coming forward to voice their concerns about the serious emotional damage being done at a time when schools and playgrounds remain closed. Folks, there is a price to pay for a society that places itself in solitary confinement. It's important that you recognize that freedom of assembly, that freedom of speech, that freedom of religion, that those things that we hold dear are embedded in our Constitution for a reason. They just are. And at some point, you're going to have to raise your hand and say, yeah, you know what? Forget that. I'm getting together with my friends. I mean, it has gotten so bad in some places. So this whole thing about Australia I was talking about. So among the most harsh restrictions in the world right now. Now, I get it. Like, I remember when I lived in England years ago, my dad was in the Army. We're an Army family, generational. My grandfather, my father, myself. And then we lived in England for a period of time. My dad was the liaison to the British Army for training. And so I remember we got over there, and people who wanted to bring their pets with them for... there's a quarantine. Your pet had to be quarantined, I believe, for 21 or 30 days. So when you came into the country, if you brought your dog or your cat with you, you weren't going to see them for a while. And the reason why is it's an island nation. If rabies or some other, you know, illness got out, it could very well run rampant across the island before they could contain it. I assume that Australia is feeling the same way. We're an island in a sense. They're a continent. I mean, they're bigger than an island. But they're literally, there's nowhere to go. That being said, wow, what they're doing. I mean, they've got lockdowns right now in Melbourne where you're permitted to leave your home for no longer than 2 hours a day. You hearing what I'm saying? You're no longer allowed to leave your home more than 2 hours a day for exercise and then one more time to go to the shop to buy food if you need to. Curfews are in place from 9 p.m. to 5 a.m. Travel further than 3 miles from your home is prohibited. Fines for breaching these and other restrictions range from anywhere from $1,300 to $15,000. There was a recent, an engagement party. I think it was really a bachelor party. And they decided they were getting together anyway in Melbourne. And they got found out. Somebody reported them, or maybe they put it on social media. And literally, the police raided this party. Are you hearing what I'm saying? The police raided the party. And over $300,000 worth of fines were assessed against the people who attended the party. Do you hear what I'm saying to you? This is Australia. Well, when we come back from this next break, we're going to a short break right now. When we come back from this break, let me just tell you, I'm going to break down for you some of the other things that Australia is doing. And folks, we better take note because it could happen to us. All right, Phil Williams, News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM. WVNN Right Side Radio, solid conservative. Oh yeah, just plain right. And by the way, if you want to listen to us anywhere you are, you just go to rightsideradio.org. Click on the website's Listen Live option, and wherever you is, there we is. All right, folks, we'll be right back after this short break. News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Hey, listen, before I go any further, I got to tell you guys about my friends at Otter Creek Farm. I know them personally. I know this place personally. I go out there quite often. I mean, you're not going to find a better oasis for a gathering, for a wedding venue, for going hunting for pheasant and quail, for, you know, they got the dogs and the guns and the guides out there already for you. They've got a culinary team that cooks like you would not believe, and the facilities. Oh, my gosh. I mean, the beautiful facilities are bar none. Look at their website when you get a chance, OtterCreekFarmstead.com. OtterCreekFarmstead.com. You'll look at it, and you will very quickly realize why Donald Trump Jr. chose to stay there recently. Oh, yeah. Well, listen, folks, Otter Creek Farm, it's worth checking out. OtterCreekFarmstead.com is their website. So, listen, I've been talking about Australia. Phil, why are you talking about Australia? This is an Alabama-based show. I'm talking about it. At the same time, I just told you what your own attorney general just had to do just recently. You know, praise God, somebody raised their hand and said, excuse me, Mr. Attorney General, what my employer just did was wrong. They accessed a vaccine database and they used that information against me. Not supposed to happen that way. Well, in Australia, it got too far down the road. And right now, like Rich Lowry, writing in The Hill magazine, his title is, Australia's insane COVID rules are a warning to the rest of the free world. That would be us, the rest of the free world. He says at one point, here's a quote, once an honorable member of the free world, Australia has lurched into a bizarre and disturbing netherworld of bureaucratic oppression in the name of public health. Australia's lockdown mania has been so all-consuming that one assumes much of it would make even Anthony Fauci blanch. Look, y'all, that's Australia. That's the place where I have wanted to take Charlene on a vacation for I don't know, years. But they don't fool around. I mean, Australian authorities, they are not fooling around. The state premiers, which would be like your state government, kind of like a governor, the state legislature, those state premiers, they have some pretty vast powers, and they've been using them. In Melbourne, which is located in the state of Victoria, a curfew is in place. I told you about that a minute ago. In New South Wales, they actually activated the military to round people up and to escort them back to their homes for quarantine. The state of South Australia, now that's one of the biggest states. There are six states in Australia. The state of South Australia has developed an app. So I've got this article. Where'd that article go? Here it is. All right. I got the paper. All right. I'm reading the articles. All right. Fox News reports on this one. The government of South Australia, one of the country's six states, has implemented a new policy requiring Australians to use an app with facial recognition software and geolocation to prove that they are abiding by their quarantines for travel within the country. The app uses, here we go, you ready? Geolocation and facial recognition. Now, I'm not a conspiracy theorist, but I am the guy, by the way, that puts a little something over the camera on my phone or over my iPad or whatever so my camera doesn't get activated. Yeah, I do that. I'm also the guy who very often will turn off the geolocator on my phone because I don't think Google needs to know where I am at all times. Well, in Australia, you better leave it on. The app uses geolocation and facial recognition software to track those who are in quarantine. The app will contact people at random, asking them to provide proof of their location within 15 minutes. Are you hearing this? And here's the deal. So what happens if you don't? What happens if you're in the shower, you didn't know that it was asking for you for a mandate? Well, if the resident can't verify their location or identity, the South Australia Health Department notifies the police. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Who will then conduct an in-person check on the person in quarantine. Marshall says that's the premier of South Australia, says the government will not be storing any of the information. Sure they won't. No, they wouldn't do that. They wouldn't take your information and use it against you later, like, I don't know, the facial identification software. So, Copper, let me ask you, if you were in a position where they said, hey, you got to have this app and it's got to have geolocation and facial recognition software, how would you feel about that?
I would leave the country.
Except right now you're not allowed to.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I know. It's a catch-22. I don't want to be here anymore. Sorry you can't leave. But there's no buts. You can't leave. That's Australia. And I'm going to tell you right now, a guy named Connor Friedersdorf in The Atlantic wrote us a piece called Australia Has Traded Away Too Much of Its Liberty. Folks, there's more of this. News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Top of the hour. We'll be right back.